you will hear three students, Anna, Jane and Mark, planning a project about cinema on their Media Studies course. First, you have time to look at questions 21 to 23. Now listen to the first part of the conversation and answer questions 21 to 23.
So, Jane, Mark, we need to press on with the assignment.
Yes, we do, Anna.
And we need to begin by going to the best sources of information.
Right. Now, we're looking into how films get altered sometimes if they're not going to do very well.
We need to know quite detailed things, so ordinary magazines, you know, leisure interest ones, may lack the detail we're after. Specialist magazines, on the other hand, will probably be helpful.
I think that's true.
OK, so we'll root out some of those. And what else?
There ought to be stuff available online.
But we'll have to be selective.
Sure, not general cinema websites, you mean.
I think it'd be useful to go onto studio websites. Then we'd get pretty specific information.
Even if it might be a bit biased. Yes, OK. Anything else?
I think we also need to think about the point of consumption. So perhaps reviews would be good to look through.
OK. Though we'll get most by looking at local reviews,
I think.
Now you
have time to look at questions 24 and 25. Now listen to the next part of the conversation and answer questions 24 and 25.
So far, so good. Now we'll gather all that together. We can take one source each and then...
I don't know.
About what, Jane?
I mean, OK, so we get all this stuff, probably loads of it, but do we know how to assess the usefulness of it? I know it'll all be factual and so true in that sense, but we need to know what it can really tell us.
Perhaps we should cross that bridge when we come to it. Mark?
Yes, though I think Jane's got a point. But the problem for me is the context we're working in. We've got the assignment instructions and, in a sense, it's all very straightforward. We know which parts are worth how many marks and so forth. But the focus seems to be heavily on the objective and quantitative side of things, whereas I would be hoping to be asked for more interpretative work, and there would have to be time to do that within the framework we've been given.
Well, again, I think
now
we should
have
just
time
see
to
how
look
we
at questions 26 to 30. Now listen to the final part of the conversation and answer questions 26 to 30.
Should we check that we're clear on just how films are altered?
Good idea. We'll list the various cures that filmmakers use when a film looks like it might be going to fail.
The first one is called tweak every joke. Sometimes they change lots of the jokes after showing the first version to a test audience. Comedy is the only film genre with a reliable formula. The more the audience laugh, the more income the film gets.
And it's not very funny if your film makes a loss.
And the next one they call change the ending. Occasionally, they completely change the way a film ends. It seems a bit strange, maybe, but the problem is, it's far from easy to know in advance what reaction you'll get from an audience. So if it turns out, after all, that the test audience doesn't like your ending, you've no choice but to do another one.
What's the third one?
That'd be fix the tone. If, for example, your film begins as a kind of gentle comedy, but then gets too serious or horror-like, audiences get confused.
So one thing that really matters is being consistent, you mean?
Yes, well, that's the logic. I think audiences don't want to have to switch track.
It's more complicated than people imagine, isn't it? Now, the next cure is a big one. Reshoot. This may seem drastic, but in some cases it's the only option available. It's very expensive, of course, but the film's backers will see this as protecting their investment.
Are there any others?
One more, and it's another big one, or at least has the potential to be a big one. It's shift the genre. And this is done when the test audience seem to only like one half of the equation, as it were. Maybe you made a musical, but they only like your comedy storyline, not the songs. So you do it all again, without the songs. It could broaden the film's appeal, get a wider audience.
It's weird to think how much extra work has gone into some films, isn't it?